So your medium-term source of finance then has three sources of finance. That's your medium-term loan, your hire purchase, and your leasing. So a medium-term loan. So this source of finance can be arranged from banks, building societies, and credit unions. Borrowers usually make fixed repayments on a monthly basis over an agreed period of time. So you could pay back maybe 100 euros each month until the loan is paid back. And the repayment includes the interest and the loan. So if you get a loan once again of 10,000 euros, 10% interest, that's going to be 1,000. So the total repayment you're going to repay back is 11,000. And that's going to be paid back between 1 to 5 years. So if it's 5 years, you're going to divide it by 60 months because there's 60 months in 5 years. And that will give you how much you're going to repay back per installment. Your next one then is hire purchase. So this is when the borrower pays a deposit and agreed number of installments. So ownership of the asset doesn't pass to the buyer until they have paid the very last installment. And the reason for that is that when you do hire purchase, is a hire purchase company would pay for the asset that you're buying. Now, you usually use hire purchase when you buy a car. So if you use hire purchase, a company is going to pay the car dealership for your car. And then you would pay back the hire purchase company. So the hire purchase company actually owns that car until you pay back them the money that you owe them. There's no security required, but it can be a very expensive source of finance. But just like the credit card, you're paying back another company, they make their profit on how much interest they charge you. And the last one then for medium term is leasing. So leasing, this involves renting an asset. So the person can use the asset straight away and will pay fixed your regular installments to the leasing company or whoever you're renting it from. They will never own the asset.